From Tidbits on January 21st, 2008, this is the audio version of Time Capsule and its Associated Rage Factor, written by Glenn Fleischman. Time Capsule is rather cool. The new hardware device from Apple, introduced at Macworld Expo last week in San Francisco, combines a complete Airport Extreme base station with gigabit Ethernet, the model released in the second quarter of 2007, and an internal hard drive at a reasonable price for the combination. That Airport Extreme base station by itself costs $179, making the $299 price for 500GB and $498 price for 1TB a decent deal. The Time Capsule is designed to act as a time machine backup drive for a network, offering a capability that otherwise requires a network Mac running file sharing in Mac OS X 10.5 Leopard to act as the backup destination. The Time Capsule drive can also be mounted like a network attack storage server. Before you ask, Time Capsule really is just a hard drive in a case combined with the current Airport Extreme base station hardware. There are no extra features, unless you count the absence of a power brick. Unlike the regular Airport Extreme, Time Capsule has an internal AC to DC converter and needs only a supplied power cord. But this simple device has produced a lot of anger. All week I heard people asking the question and then getting somewhat mad at the answer. Can I now plug a regular drive into an older Airport Extreme via USB and use that with Time Machine? No, dear readers, no. I've now heard from many people with connections to Apple engineers that the Time Machine support for NAS volumes on the Airport Extreme was pulled from Leopard before the operating shipped because of reliability issues. But if Apple can now reliably write backups to a hard drive connected via serial ATA in a Time Capsule, why can't it handle a drive connected via USB? And what does it say about the NAS support if backups can't be reliably written? It's a mystery, but I have a sneaking suspicion that the answer will be a firmware upgrade for the current Airport Extreme base station that accompanies the actual release of the Time Capsules next month. Hopefully that upgrade will be free, because many people bought an Airport Extreme for the express purpose of using Time Machine with it. The full text of this article is available within this audio file in the Lyrics field. To make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tibbits.com. I'm Adam Engst, and thanks for listening.